With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
All right, we're back for another edition. I guess you already know who that guy is. This is the real challenge for you, Channing.
Yeah.
When we record back-to-back episodes like this, can you come up with a new name for the second episode?
Hold on.
And quickly, let's see how quickly he can move. You're on the clock.
And
oh
one.
Oh my God.
And two. And look, you look, you know what you look like? You look like John Sally from Bad Boys right now, where he's a little nerd typing on the
Football or basketball?
Basketball.
Oh my God, he's really in it.
So people that don't know, every time we log on, Channing has a new name. I use my government name, as does Alex. Channing comes up with something different.
It's really unfortunate that you guys don't get to see this, but now we will be disclosing.
Oh, here we go. I got one. It's Iva got a hard on.
What?
I-V-A? And then...
Got a hard on.
Got a harden. Yeah, it's
but got a harden.
Who is that part? Oh, who is the person?
Yeah, or we could go Keith Van Porn Stars.
Keith Van Porn Stars. Yeah, go with my guy Keith Van Porn Stars.
Shout out.
Shout out
Chris,
my OG.
Chris came in her face.
Oh, I like that one. That's a good
what
one.
What was it?
Ellie.
What was it?
No, that's a good one.
Chris came.
I just
liked
that they all.
What, Chris? Oh, that's offensive.
Just so we know, these are all lighthearted. No one come after me.
No, please.
But welcome into my brain. All right. Welcome to this edition of Road Trippin'. Allie, Richard, Channing, or Chris came in her face, whatever he's rolling with this week.
Stop.
Truth or trash? We continue it. Oh, stop it. Let's be mature. I don't think so, actually. And not only that, we are not a PG-13. So
thank you.
We are.
In our defense.
Oh, yeah. So fucking parent, your fault.
It's yeah.
10 p.m. Where are your kids at?
Truth or trash? Let's start with it. Kids should go back to school after Labor Day.
Oh, true.
Truth or trash?
True.
What is going on with kids going to school now?
They're creating a workforce of workhorses. No, summer should be off. Memorial Day to Labor Day. That is summer. That is summer. Now, I get
your kids are already in school.
My kids don't start till September 1.
Yeah,
but literally, tons of California is already back in school last week.
People started school and look, I get it. If you stop in like okay, so maybe like Memorial Day. Let's say you stop like June 7. Mm-hmm. Then you come back in like Labor Day. Come on, it's beautiful. Give the kids one last holiday, one last family trip. Yeah, what?
Making sure his Adam's apple is still attached.
is there something you want to tell us?
No, it's weird. I just noticed my Adam's apple.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Truth or trash? Yeah. Moving on. Paul Pierce is right. He had a better career over D Wade.
Oh, I
better stop this.
I'm not doing that. I'm leaving.
Okay.
Enthusiasm, but hail to the no.
Yeah, I just but I just.
If I would have played with Superman, Batman, and Aquaman, I would have made it all 14 too. I was like, bitch, but you didn't. So take what you got. You're really good. Paul Pierce is really, really good.
Really, really good. They're both
Jesse
really
D. Wade good.
I played against both of them in their primes. D Wade was an unstoppable force. Paul was a complete monster, cold scored, could shoot, beat you in every way. Like there was nothing that was stopping D-Wade from getting downhill. He was carrying the ball every single time. He was splitting every pick and roll. He was carrying the ball. And he was, it was so egregious. It was like it was, no. The way he was splitting pick and rolls was very similar. That stretch when he led the league in scoring and like won the finals MVP, that was very similar to the stretch that James Harden had with his step back, where like step back and his arms out. It's like the league just, he was doing it so well that like he owned the league for a few years. Like that's what the step back, or that's what he was doing when he was getting downhill, splitting pick and rolls, all of that shit. It was 2 years where there was no stopping him. Like no stopping him.
Yeah.
Just
fast. He was a monster.
This is look, I was a good defensive player, but it was Jason Kidd, who is one of the greatest of all time. It was myself. It was Kenyon Martin. Like we had Kerry Kittles. We had great defensive teams, and this dude showed up and was a fucking problem. Day one. Like playoff problem. So
yeah.
No comparison in my book, but Paul Pierce was no fucking joke. Like, but I will say this, ball in the hands for a last second shot, I would probably fear Paul Pierce more than D-Wade. And I'm not talking about 3-point shot, but if you're like, give me, I need a bucket. Down by one, I need a two. Down by two, I need a three. You know, tie game. I'm taking Paul Pierce in that situation over D-Wade. Tie game, give me a ball, that's, give me a bucket. I'm taking Paul Pierce. That's just me, because it's just so many ways. Whether it's the free throws, whether it was his pump fake, his footwork, his mid range, his post up, his 3-point, there were just, he just had too many options that were elite level, and he was such a competitor.
To that point, the comparison with that 3-point shooting, D Wade 29.3%, Paul Pierce 36.8%.
That's that, like,
and these are from Basketball Reference, and then also I looked this up, true shooting percentage too. D Wade 55.4, Pierce 56.8.
Yeah, well, but it was the jump shot. It was the jump shot that made him so much more difficult to guard.
I think,
but
that's what you were saying. Yeah,
yeah, the jump shot. But downhill, there was no stopping D Wade.
Don't talk about defensively. That wasn't even close. D Wade is like number one in all time guard for blocks, I think.
Yeah, he was doing some weird shit. So we're aligned, but this is no look. Yeah. I can make jokes about Paul Pierce until the cows come home, but there's also
forgot about all of that.
Yeah,
until we were going off like the conversation that Paul just had.
I could make jokes for days, but at the end of the day, if we're going to keep it 100% basketball, even though he tries not to at times. Right, I will give him his respect and flowers in this moment. Do I still think he's a clown at times? Yes, but in this moment, I will respect him and say that between the two, if the ball was in somebody's hands at a tie game, and I played against both of them in the playoffs multiple times, like I was more fearful of a D Wade pick and roll, because then you were pretty much screwed, right? Like you didn't know what he was gonna do. He would you know, hurt it. He would switch it. He would get you leaning. It was a monster. But
Channing, what was that line? Because I think Rich had to run last week. What was that line you said about D Wade? He did what to you so many times that you were, what did you say?
Girl, I don't remember what I said fucking yesterday.
You said something about the way he attacked, he drove, he had you looking like you were, he had you checking to see if you were out of bounds or something.
I said he Euro-stepped me so hard, he made me check if I was out of bounds. I said,
bro, and we had a
that's going to be on film. I ain't never seen nobody move that fast. And I said, damn.
No, when his nickname, The Flash, was no joke. Like he didn't look like The Flash at the end of his career. He was still a very good player, but he wasn't The Flash. But when he showed up, he was The Flash. And I'm talking about again, great defensive team. Me, Jay Kidd, Kerry Kittles, lots of guys that were like, and we couldn't. And then Shaq got there, and now you couldn't double team him. You couldn't do it, and you had to double team Shaq. Now you have the fastest little athletic fucker flying down the lane that finishes every single way. Yeah, but
what?
Ball in the hands. I need a bucket. Tie game. You got to go. I would go with Paul Pierce in that moment. But I ain't taking Paul over Wade.
Fair career. Okay. One more, and then we're going to dive into the in-season tournament that was just released yesterday because of a lot of interesting things that come out of that. The ongoing Basketball World Cup lets Americans know where they stand in terms of global basketball dominance. Truth or trash?
Trash.
Wow, oh, that's such trash. That is the biggest trash. That is like, that is super like,
trash. The bottom of like, the
mouth. That is like, that is like mouse poop eaten by cockroaches at the bottom of New York subway trash.
With the rats.
With the rats. Like that this has less than 0% equivalent. We would not applaud this if we won. We would not condemn them if we lost. That is the definition of indifferent towards this cup. We have very, very good young players that are going to benefit from this opportunity. A lot of guys are the futures of this league, right? Brunson, you got Mikal Bridges, you got Anthony Edwards. They're going to benefit because this is a very, very difficult task that they're doing. But this is not even, this is our C team. This is our C team. There are three guys on that team that would make, if we fielded our best team to save the world, there are three guys that
to save the world.
Am I lying? If we had to field our best team to save the world, there are three guys on that team that would make the roster.
Who are you filling out the rest of the roster with? Who are you filling out the rest of the roster with?
I'm not saying those three players.
KD, AD.
Yeah, AD. Jason Tatum.
Oh, he's already on it.
To save the world.
Dame is Lillard. Kyrie Australian or is he American?
No, he's already played for USA Basketball. Nice try. Dame Lillard.
Would he be able to play for USA?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Joel Embiid.
So you got 10.
No, Joel Embiid's not American, bro.
He's not American.
I'm joking. Damian Lillard.
We need some bigs. We got Anthony Davis. Bam Adebayo. I know. Is he playing for the Bam?
Jimmy
would make the roster. Kawhi would make the roster. Paul George would make the roster.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. I rest my case.
Okay.
DeMar DeRozan still can get buckets.
Yeah. And like, I hear Victor's thinking about getting citizenship.
All right.
Tim Duncan.
Rich, I'm going to let you.
Still, Tim Duncan's visa is still good. No.
Duncan ever change? He looked the exact same at the Hall of Fame thing. Listen,
he was richly homeless. Like, he's a homeless man.
It's the grays that are coming in.
And it's his Goldilocks that he's growing. He's so edgy. He's so trendy and hippie. He's great. We're going to interview him. I don't think he knows.
But
Spurs fans, we're going to show up at his house. So could you guys start adding him and letting him know that Richard said he's going to show up at his house? And I know he has a lot of guys. He's a creeper. He's got burners. Tim Duncan has burners. This is a hot take.
You don't know this.
No. Let me rephrase this. I'm not saying he's got like Twitter KD burners. I'm saying that if you send him something on social media, he can view it. I don't know how this goes about it. I don't know if he's him and his wife have a joint account or if he's using his son's account. I don't know. But he is
able
to.
You guys have a burner?
No.
No, you got mad at me when I tried to name my Twitter Richard's Burner. And you're like, Richard. If you're going to be a professional in this industry, you don't want your Twitter.
I did not.
Richard's Burner. Yes, you did. You don't even remember because there were so many stupid things that I've tried to do over the years. I was joining Twitter, and I still own that Twitter handle. It Richard's Burner. I thought that was a great Twitter name.
It really was your burner.
No, I my actual Twitter account was going to be named Richard's Burner.
Oh, you're welcome. For those pieces of advice that I give you, you're welcome.
Now she's back on that. I didn't do it. Yeah. Now. You're welcome. You hear that, Channing?
Yeah.
I thought it was good. Channing, is that a good idea? That's a good
Twitter. It was a great idea. But I think at the time, too, was like, shut the fuck up, Richard.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. That's what you own? That's what you own?
I'm coming hot right there. I've been quiet for a minute.
Hey, road trippers. Let's keep doing what we do best and talk basketball. Remember those unforgettable NBA moments? Well, get ready to create your own epic plays with NBA 2K Mobile. Rich is in the game for both the Nets and Cavaliers, so you can do what we did. Create your own custom dream team to dominate and take home the title alongside Rich. Or if you've ever dreamed of dunking on Rich and flexing to the crowd, now's your chance with NBA 2K Mobile. Embrace the summer vibes with intense matches on the Beach Cruise Court, a favorite of ours here on the show, or dive into tourney mode, play new events, and take advantage of regular gameplay updates for nonstop action. You can even unlock and collect tons of player cards to enhance your team's performance. Best of all, it's all free to play on your mobile device. So what are you waiting for, road trippers? Download NBA 2K Mobile for free today on the App Store or Google Play. Use our promo code TATUM2KMOBILE to reveal an exclusive Jason Tatum Pearl Tier card. That's code TATUM, T-A-T-U-M, 2K Mobile. Calling all road trippers. We all know the problem with fads. They come and go. So when it comes to weight management plans, you need a long-term solution, and that's Noom. For some people, eating is an emotional experience. So when it comes to managing your weight, it makes sense that Noom has taken a psychology-based approach. This helps you to better build habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. Using both science and personalization, Noom helps you manage your weight for the long term. The best part is you decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Based on a sample of almost 5,000 Noomers, 98% said Noom helped to change their habits and behaviors for good. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The bottom line is, road trippers, Noom's changing how the world thinks about weight loss. So sign up for your free trial today at Noom.com. Again, head to Noom.com and sign up for your free trial today. Hey, road trippers, our next partner has a product we're personally using every day. We're all taking Athletic Greens because we want more energy, better immune systems, and we all got tired of taking pills and vitamins. Want to see what the hype is all about? It's obvious. Every scoop of AG1 tastes great and helps us to feel our best in the morning. We have the peace of mind knowing that we're beginning every day with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and even probiotics. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your own health. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtripping. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, go to athleticgreens.com/roadtripping and get started today. Okay, you literally have 14 minutes. Keep your ADD brains central, focused, locked in, and then we're going to wrap this up.
Good luck.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you lead this one, Rich, because I'm a very visual person, so I just need to see it play out. But the in-season tournament and the teams, the matchups, the groups.
I'm a huge fucking fan. I am the number one. I like this more than I like the play-in tournament.
Wow.
I like this more than I like the play-in tournament. 100%.
Why do you say that?
Because I think the play-in tournament, man, it muddles some of the conversations and the true races of, like, I understand they're saying, oh, play-in teams made the finals, and you're just like, are the conference finals? And you're like, well, technically they were playoff teams, before we changed the format. You changed the format and turned them into play-in teams, right? We still haven't seen a 9th or 10th win a playoff series. I don't even know if we've seen a 9th or 10th make it. So, like, really, what are we doing other than just adding more drama at the end of the season, which I get it. It keeps more people involved. But you're not really accomplishing anything.
True.
Right?
One thing I will say is I watched yesterday. I saw, obviously, that's the second Commissioner's Cup for the WNBA. It's just awesome.
No, I'm excited about it. Now, this one, I'm excited because I think players are going to get hyped. If you get a chance, yeah. Channing, could you imagine? Okay, Channing, this is what I want to say. Could you imagine, Allie, you were there. Could you imagine if they gave our Cavs team an opportunity to go to Vegas for 4 days in December, how hard we would have played on all of those games? Channing, be honest, Channing, how hard would we have played?
Boy, you
just to go to Vegas.
Okay, how hard would we have played?
Getting IVs tired.
Yes, we would have been playing. Tell the truth. We would have been playing like that team particularly. Every single one of those games, we would have been locked all the way in. Just for a chance to break up the monotony of the regular season. It's like, yo, if we win this, we're going to get to rage in Vegas for 24 hours and get hammered, get drunk, do all – we're going to get to party.
Rest your body.
That's just the motivation for just once a year. I want to experience that, like breaking up a 15-year NBA season. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I'm going to be honest. I heard Bobby Marks say, and I'm a fan of this, that I think the winner should get an automatic bid into the playoffs.
Well, I don't think that can be done because, like,
they would shut down their team.
Okay, so here are the teams, Channing, because you haven't seen it yet. Group A, B, and C of the Eastern Conference. Sixers, Cavs, Hawks, Pacers, Pistons. They play four games, two on the road, one against each other. Two on the road, two at home. Group B, Bucks, Knicks, Heat, Wizards, Hornets.
Eww.
Group C, Celtics, Magic, Bulls, Nets, Raptors.
Oh. Celtics, here we go. Cavs in Group A. Bucks in Group B. And then my sleeper for Group A is the Indiana Pacers. I feel like they're going to have a great year. I like what they added. I like what they're doing. Like, Tyrese Halliburton is starting to get a lot of momentum. We're like, they're not talking about
– He looks good for USA. He looks good for USA.
He just, like, his swag – like, he's the best interview in the league next to Anthony Edwards. But, like, his swag about approaching the game is what you want as a point guard. Like, he sees it. He understands it. He's comfortable. He's not weird. He's not off-putting. I think a lot more people are going to go to Indiana to play with him after this year.
Interesting.
Okay.
What's the other groups?
Okay, so then, Group C, the Celtics, which you said. Celtics, Magic, Bulls, Nets, Raptors. How do they get that? How do they get that group?
Well, it's based off of your prior year's performance, right? Yeah. So what happens is like when you have teams like the Warriors and the Lakers so far lower than what their projections were or where they ended, right? Their projections were to be a lot higher. It was who were the teams that kind of threw some things? It was the Lakers. It was
Dallas,
Lakers,
Jazz, Grizzlies, Suns, Blazers.
Yeah, ooh. Dallas tanked at the end of the season. So even where they're put in, so that's what I'm saying. So it's what we're looking at right now. You're like, oh, this group looks tough. This looks group tough. But it's like if you looked at how they ended last season, you would see it weighed a lot. And that's the cool thing. If you have a tough end of the season or if you decide to go Dallas, then the next year your pool is going to be a lot more difficult because you're going to be a much lower seed. So you're going to get a more difficult seed. So how you finish the year before impacts where you're going to be ranked inside of – that's why Boston has one of the better pools. Right, because they were one of the top seeds. Were they the number one seed?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they're the number one. They're the number
for this,
one.
You have seed. Nuggets, Pelicans, Mavs, Clippers, Rockets.
That is by far, other than the Rockets, which are going to be doo doo this
better.
Year.
No, but the Rockets are going to be better. Look, they're going to have more talent, and they spent money. They'll be better than they were last year.
It can't be worse. They were the worst. How did they got to be better?
Okay, so they're going to be better than they were last year. That's all I'm saying.
Second to last. They're going to be second to last.
Okay, so then they're better.
By
the
way,
Rockets are better.
For all of you listening.
The Rockets are better.
Okay, the last one is Warriors, Wolves, Thunder, Kings, Spurs. By the way, for all of you listening to last episode, when Channing and Richard went on this huge debate, the next day, I really feel bad for this, Channing. He sent to our group text, Rockets, 13th, trash.
Trash.
And neither of us responded, Richard.
Oh, like, I didn't need a response.
No pun intended.
Shut your asses up. Done.
I think Rich never responds on that, but anyways.
We are not going to be a good team this year. Next year, maybe, but no.
So who comes out of the West? Who comes out of the East?
Denver.
Yeah.
Versus.
I'm going to mess around and say Denver and the Bucks.
No, a surprise team. I'm going to say it's going to be
Orlando.
No, they're not there yet. Because you're going to have to still win. You have a quarterfinals, a semis, a finals. Shit, like you know what I'm saying? You got to win three games of single elimination. Like, what that's the that's what I'm saying. People are going to – I think once guys go through it one time, and it's like that adrenaline rush that you only get in the postseason, you start to get an opportunity for – that's why we're addicted, in my opinion. Yes, the competition, but there's an adrenaline high and a rush that your body only goes to in those competitive moments. Like, the way you feel in the last minute of a tie game in January, that's the way you feel for 48 minutes in a playoff game. Every minute feels that intense. But I think you're going to kind of start to experience that in these moments if you have three straight games of single elimination. What's up, my ninja?
I hate you. All right, we'll continue to dive into the in-season tournament, obviously, as it kind of unfolds in December. We'll finish with a couple of truth or trash, the ones we have left.
Yes.
Truth or trash, you have watched the reboot of Slam Ball.
Trash.
No, I love the show. It is one of my favorite shows that I've watched. It airs on ESPN. it is something that I have enjoyed. I watch with my kids, and I watch with my parents, and I watch with my family.
Oh, awesome.
Truth or trash, HBO's winning time is more accurate than you think.
Truth.
Really?
Let me say that Eddie Jordan, the famous Eddie Jordan, coach of Gilbert's former coach and my assistant coach, he was a Laker. I have Byron Scott as my coach as a Laker. You've sat next to James Worthy, the Laker. Like, we know the truth. We know that it is a lot closer to truth. Luke, who was a Laker for a decade, there was a lot more truth.
Channing, who was a Laker for 9 games.
Look, there's some embellishment in every story. I'm not saying that this stuff is autobiographical. What I am saying is that it was a very interesting time in the shit that was going on. Like, we would hear stories about it.
It was on par. It was on par with what everyone else was doing.
It was on par with what the world was like. Well, that's what the world was like, and they were at the epicenter. It's like Studio 54, but a basketball team.
If someone gave each one of you guys on that championship team $1 million, each of you, would you let them make a...
Nah.
Why?
$1 billion? Nah.
What?
I think we had a lot of very good conversations.
Y'all weren't that cool. Let's back up. Let me back up this bus. Y'all weren't that cool.
Oh, stop it.
First of all, we are so cool. Look at what our squad has accomplished post, right? Shump is a fucking Dancing with the Stars winner, right? Like Kevin is doing all of these amazing things. You guys have started your own wine company, and Channing's working on TNT. What else? Kyrie is.
It's
doing
not about what you guys have done.
No, I'm just saying we have such a unique. We had James Jones. What James Champ has done, winning executive here. Like, just I'm just saying that group of guys was such a unique core. JR went back to college and is now golfing in college.
Like, respect. Hang on. Respect to all your PG-13 descriptions that you're throwing out there right now, but I'm pretty sure they wouldn't air your season based off of the PG-13-ish.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, when you said that we weren't that cool, and I'm like, yes, we were that cool.
You're cool now.
Yes, but it was all foreshadowing. Cool. The Beatles were still the Beatles before the White Album. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Beatles were still the Beatles.
Like, people don't
would take $1 billion.
Like, teammates not showing up for a month, or like talking to each other, or like somebody bringing golf clubs and playing 72 holes before playing a basketball game. That was
people sleeping in for a shoot around during the NBA finals that started at noon.
Yeah,
the shoot around that started at noon during the NBA finals. It's like,
yeah,
what?
You're just like, yeah, what they
were people missing film sessions during the playoffs.
Yo, I'll tell on myself. So we play Atlanta, and was this year two? Our second year in the finals, the year we won it?
No, it was the year you won it.
Oh, okay, okay.
There you want it.
So we played.
It was the night after Channing hit 8 threes.
We were cooking.
After game 3.
We were cooking Atlanta. And oh, look, Kyle Korver, that's the guy. Paul Millsap, I fucking love Paul. These are my guys. Budenholzer, there's no, our Budenholzer, no disrespect. We were cooking. We were cooking Atlanta from 3. So after game 3, we go out, right? And that was typical. That was typically our ritual. We would sweep a team after game 3. We would go out, great, put them down the next night, go out, and then we would have like 5 days off. So then we would just hang out, go to dinners, hang out at Kevin's house. We just all hung out for that whole off time. It was amazing. So we go up 3-0, and we go out. We have a good time. I just completely check out. I'm like, because this is our second round. So I thought for some reason – I don't know if I had the day off. I don't know what was going on. We had partied a little too hard that night. And I wake up, hang out. I think I had talked to Al. Then I had to talk to Chang, catching up, like everybody, make sure everybody got home okay. I order some breakfast and I go to sleep. I wake up to like 9 text messages, like, what's going on? I was like, bro, we had film at 10. I was like, oh. So I would never forget this. So Griff, and this is why T-Lou's so funny. So Griff is like, what are we going to do with Richard? And T-Lou's like, what do you mean? What am I going to do with it? I'm just going to fine him $10,000 and we just fucking go about our business. It's not a problem. Just fine him $10,000. You overslept. Like, who gives a shit, right? Like, that was it. It was like,
you got fined $10,000 for that?
It could have been $100,000. It would have been worth it. Like, I'd never missed anything in my life. Maybe been later. Maybe in 17 years, like, shit happened. But that was not my shit. So, like, I was stressed. T. Lou was the one that was like, oh, this is not going to distract from, like, the dude overslept. These guys, I know they went really, really hard because that's what they've been doing every time they sweep somebody. They go out really hard after that. And T. Lou was just like, yeah. And then it never happened again. But there were some other people that were late to, like, there's a difference between missing a shoot around up 3-0 and then being late to a shoot around, like, and the series being in a very vulnerable place. Let's just say that.
Okay, fine. We'll leave it at this. Truth or trash, if a company, production company, remade your 2016 season, it would be north of 70% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, it would be 90%. 90%, because we had so many fucking weirdos on this team and the dynamics were crazy. We haven't even got to the Ruski Mozgov with the Blue Gardens. Dude, we haven't even got to them and the crazy workouts they were doing, like they were training for Rocky 7. Deli doing his, like, people would just fall in love.
Do you know who is the most forgotten person on the Cavs team?
Mo Williams.
Yes!
He left for a month and didn't tell nobody.
Where the fuck? Where's Mo? Right? And then he plays in the finals and actually hits some buckets. And didn't he play in game 7? Didn't Mo play in game 7?
Yes. Yes.
Mo played in game 7.
Yes. I said, this ain't my time.
Bro.
But then Mo Williams, he was ready. Came in there, got a little bucket. We were like, holy shit.
I promise you, our shit was so fucking crazy.
The dynamics.
How about Anders and Barajal switching teams? Like, Anders and Barajal is a part of our story.
I was so mad.
So you met me.
Rich is like, there's this guy, Allie, you're going to be fine. Stop being depressed. There's this guy, Channing Frye. I swear you'll like him. I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to know his name. He brought him in for Channing. They brought you in to do your, like, first initial press conference over on the wall and the banner outside the locker room. And Brent, my producer at the time, was like, you got to go do that interview. And I was like, fuck that. Like, I miss Anderson Barajal. Why would they ever trade that guy for this guy? Like, are we kidding?
I agree. I was saying the same
shit. I was so mad.
I was saying the same shit. Why the fuck? Why the fuck would we trade?
You knew it.
No, but Think about our story is fucking, this is miracle. Our story is that story. That's why. And then you add the fucking absurd characters and just the history of the city. And then you just like the hometown kid. Like it is a fucking story. You couldn't fucking write this shit. It would be too unbelievable if you tried to write it. They were like, more serious.
Like, when you stuck your fingers in the guacamole.
Yeah.
And I did not stick my fucking fingers in there. It was a chip. I double dipped the chip. I double dipped the chip. I specifically remember it. Then I blacked out afterwards because I was in a different state of mind. I double
dipped. Another edition of road chipping. Road chipping. See what I did there?
No.